Each New Year's offers an exciting opportunity for a fresh start and a new beginnings, which is probably why we all look forward to New Year's Eve so much. No matter what your goals are for the coming year, or how many New Year's resolutions you plan on making for 2022, ringing in the start of a new year is a moment to acknowledge, one, to celebrate all your experience from 2021, and two, to welcome the new year ahead. Hi everybody and welcome to the Rainbow Channel. My name is Tony Polines and I'm your host. Today I am joined by my three Twitter Spaces friends / family, Jake, Wanna Babe, and Theo, as we talk about our life in 2021 and our New Year's resolutions or goals. I hope you will enjoy this episode. How was your Christmas, guys?
Okay, masaya. Charot.
No, how was your Christmas? Wanna Babe, how was your Christmas?
My Christmas, happy. Kasi yun, nag-spend kami with my mom's relatives talaga. So yun, parang yearly ritual na talaga namin noon. Masaya. Masaya siya. Medyo festive kasi maraming pa-games and all na naganap.
Oh, nice. Marami ka na-owing gift?
Gifts, wala masyado. Pero for me, hindi naman yun ang ano kay habol ko.
Ah, right. Okay. What about you, Jake? How was your Christmas?
I was working. But it's okay. Ano lang siya? Parang matured Christmas for me. With parents, kumain. And yeah, the next day, move on. Enjoy with friends. With friends na naman the next day.
Nice. What about you, Theo? How was your Christmas?
Actually, ngayon lang kami bumawi ng Christmas. Kasi, di ba last year, na-hospitalize ako noong December and then I got positive sa COVID and then pagkalabas ko from the hospital, si mama na naman yung hospital. So, parang this year, sinabi ko sa family ko, dapat bumawi talaga tayo ng New Year kasi last year was very traumatic. I mean, that was really the saddest and the most traumatic Christmas. So, I would say, comparing it to last year, bonggang-bongo yung Christmas namin this year. Kasi, nakabawi, kumbaga. Kasi last year, parang ang hirap lunukin ng mga kinakain mo, di ba? Kasi, makikita mo yung mama mo nagsasuffer, di ba? Kasi cancer patient na yung mama ko. So, I would say, if yung comparison ko is kung kumusta yung Christmas ko last year, kumusta ngayon, even though nawala si mama, masaya yung Christmas namin this year. And sana sinasabi nga namin ng papa ko na sana every Christmas ganito lang, sana wala nang mangyari masama kasi ang hirap pagpasko ng ano, may ibang iniisip. Diba?
True.
Nice.
So parang hindi siya nagiging most wonderful time of the year.
Oo nga naman. True. Ang Christmas ko, it was very simple. I only had dinner with friends. Tapos nung 25, walang nangyari sa akin kasi minigraine ako. Tapos ano, nung 25, I was feeling ill already. And then the next day, nag-test positive ako for COVID. So actually, COVID, positive pa ako for COVID until now. Pero may COVID pa ako, pero ano, Omicron to eh. Pero wala na akong fever. Nakapag-back to full exercise na ako kanina. Kahapon nag-start na ako. Kaya ako ganito kakatapos ko lang mag-training. Tapos wala na akong fever. I'm feeling good. If there's anything, antakaw ko. Like, ang tao.
Buntis!
Charot! Hindi ko sabi nila na, ano, ang worry ko, mawalan ako ng lasa. Meron akong panlasa, pero ang tao ko, oh my God, like, I have no idea kung gano'ng kalakas kumain. So, kaya
Mama,
kailangan...
pregnant ka, wala kang COVID.
Oh my
Char!
God, no, ano mo? Charot!
Nagdadalang ano?
Nagdadalang tae.
Tae.
Baka walang nga itong mga anak kong to. Hindi. No, seriously, yun lang. But anyway, but I'm feeling good. Nang hinayang lang ako dun sa mga overtime shift na kailangan kong gawin at dapat kong gawin kasi may bibilin dapat ako. But never mind. Okay lang. Anyway, so we've done our Christmas and tomorrow it's gonna be the 31st of December. The
last day of 2021.
Last day of 2021.
My so, God.
Ano nga ba ang...
Ay, buti na lang natapos na.
Oo nga eh. Ano nga ba ang 2021 sa atin? So, what has 2021 brought us sa mga buhay natin? So, I'm going to share first and then and then you share with us kung ano yung 2021 nyo in review.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, first start, first quarter of 2021... I celebrated my 50th birthday. Golden year ko. Tapos, naka-lockdown naman kami during that time. Mm-hmm. Until April. So, I didn't have any celebration at all. Tapos, by April, that's, I think it was April or May, that's when I discovered Twitter Spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Doon ko na discover yung Twitter Spaces and then I joined Twitter Spaces and I met a lot of amazing people on Twitter Spaces. And that includes this family, yung EB family. Kayo, ayan, I met all of you na I'm one of the most grateful things I've said kahapon. I was asked 5 grateful things. Sabi ko, one of the grateful things that I have this year, yung mga new friends na nakilala ko, especially sa Twitter Spaces. Kasi you guys actually kept me sane the entire time when we are, especially me, struggling dun sa work kasi ang daming struggle sa work, kasi pandemic, you know, nasa healthcare ako and all. So, na ano yun, na-balance yun. And then, 2021 also starts of the year that I did a passion project, which is podcasting. So doon ko natutunan yung pagpa-podcast and helped me a lot to meet a lot of people as well na meron pala akong ganun na kaya ko siyang gawin na yung passion project, ganyan. And I learned so much along the way and I met a couple of people along the way. And that was the start of my journey to fitness kasi doon ko din nakilala yung coach ko. Yung meron siyang company, yung DGY Academy. So, doon ko din siya nakilala. And then eventually, naging personal friend ko din siya. At saka yung coach ko mismo, si Joseph, he became a personal friend kasi ang galing niya mag-motivate and yung support and all. Not everything is happy din kasi this is also the year wherein I struggled at work. And dito na yung lumabas yung struggle ko talaga sa work and I had HR issues with staff. And dito ko naramdaman na talagang hindi na pala talaga ako happy sa ginagawa ko. But along the way, during that time, I met an amazing person kay Ral, si Mama Fu, who was a God's miracle during that time kasi napa-stabilize na yung emotions ko during that time. And it was a big help then. Kaya I was thankful din kay Ral. And syempre, tumatag yung situation with, I mean, yung relationship dun sa EB, kay Jon Snow, kay Happy Lemon, kay Bernie, and kala EJ, and madami pa, dami. And then I met Father Ferdinand Santos, who became my personal friend, and a big support, a big help, a big... person who helped me with my faith, my journey with my faith, and all. And this year, nagkaroon kami ng struggle sa family. I almost lost my mom kasi nga, di ba, nagkaroon kami ng family. Crisis na, lahat sila nagka-COVID, back home. We thought we were going to lose mom, pero awa ng Diyos, mom is back to normal, and she is now the queen of drama again. She's now the queen matriarch. She's back. Like, she's back with a bang, with a vengeance. Nakakaloka ang mommy ko. But otherwise, all good. And last quarter of the year, I manifest na ayoko na talaga yung ginagawa ko. And I wanted to find new new work. Sabi ko, ayoko na nung ginagawa ko. Gusto ko na talaga maghanap ng bagong trabaho. And God blessed me with a new opportunity. So after 16 years, I'm hanging my uniform. At the age of 50, I'm coming out of my comfort zone. I'm trying new challenges in my life. I'm going to start a new work sometime 2022. So probably first quarter of the year. Nakalipat na ako ng bago kong trabaho. So, all in all, my year was a roller coaster ride of emotions. But more than anything else, I think for me, it's still a win kasi mas marami yung good and being grateful kesa dun sa mga challenges na hinarap ko. Kahit na nagka-COVID ako, I'm thankful pa din na kahit nagka-COVID ako and because of the vaccine and because of the booster dose na meron ako, I'm confident na hindi nga talaga ganun yung symptoms na mararanasan ko. But it gets in your head pala talaga. Ang hirap pala talaga na magka-COVID kasi it gets in your head. Yung hindi mo pala alam kung bukas okay ka, ano yung susunod na mangyayari, na symptoms mo, it still gets in my head. Kahit alam kong physically nakapag-exercise na ako and all, parang okay ngayon, ano, bukas, mamaya, bago kaya, uubuhin pa uli kaya ako o lalagnatin pa kaya ako. Walang ganon, hindi siya constant. So, mahirap siya. It gets in your head. But all in all, it's a win. It's a good 2021 and I'm looking forward to 2022. And all that because of the most amazing people I've met along the way. And that includes the three of you. And you know how I adore and love the three of you. So, that's my 2021.
Wow, super roller coaster.
So who's next? I think it's Tia's turn.
Ah, okay.
Exciting. Anyways. Oh, exciting.
Oo nga.
Bakit naman din exciting?
Iyahanas niya lahat eh.
I know. Tama
ba? Ikakwento mo ba kung naglakad ka ng naka-wheelchair? Charot!
Di para.
Okay, go Tio.
Ano, siguro ko I would describe my year as it was painful at the beginning but I was healed later on. There was healing towards the end. Compare naman kininang tone that it was a roller coaster. Ako, it really began, you know, the most painful way because I lost my mom. January. Mm-hmm. It was January 2, right after New Year. And then my mom was my everything. And I think lahat na nakakakilala siguro sa akin knows that very well. Kaya nga ako siguro ko umuwi dito ng 2018 from Cebu. Kasi mom is sick. So, mm-hmm. Kailangan ng someone to be with mom. So, alam ko umuwi. So, feeling ko, alam nila lahat ng family members na lahat gagawin ko for mama. So, losing my mom really changed my life. Totoo yan. Yung sinasabi nila, when you mm-hmm. lose your mom, your life will never be the same. And it's going mm-hmm. to change. It's very painful. It's, you know, that's how my year started because hindi ko ina-expect na mangyayari na yun at that time. I mean, sinasabihan na kami ng doctor that anytime soon, but hindi namin alam kung kailan talaga exactly. And then, after losing my mom, I really had a hard time moving forward. Sabi ko nga kay Mama Fu, si Mama Fu din, sinasabi ko nun, na parang gusto ko na mag-resign. I lost all the motivation to do anything. Like, I don't want to create music anymore. Yun yung gusto kong gawin kasi I'm a music major. I lost the motivation to make music. Ayokong kumanta. Yung relationship ko kay God weakened, I should say. Kasi I'm not going to deny. I really asked questions like, bakit? Bakit kami? Bakit si mama? You know, lumaki kami sa church. You know that mom loves you. So there were really a lot of questions that caused my relationship with God to weaken. Mm-hmm. To the point na parang pumunta na lang ako sa simbahan kasi wala lang. Gusto ko lang. Kasi required kasi kami kailangan. Kumanta. Pero hindi kasi prayerful talaga ako. Hindi kasi faithful ako. Wala na akong nafe-feel. To the point na ayoko nang magtrabaho, wala akong pakialam, nasasantihin ako. But I was really, really lucky, sabi nga ni ng Tony. There will always be the small blessings. There will always be the small things, the silver linings, kumbaga, na parang mga reason that will, na hindi mo alam, but it's helping you move forward. I was really lucky to have a very strong support system sa school din namin, sa workplace ko, na despite na nakikita na nila na wala na akong motivation to work, hindi bigyan nila ako ng chance to mourn, to grieve. Parang ang sinasabi nila, hayaan mo lang kasi nagigrieve yan. Bigyan mo ng time. Kasi dumating na ako sa point, parang ayoko na mag-submit ng requirements, ayoko na mag-submit ng mga office papers. Bahala na kayo sa santin, ako wala akong pakialam. Ganun na, kasi parang, para saan pa ako nagtatrabaho, wala na si mama. Diba? So, it was really tough. Yung kahit yung mga friends ko, kahit pinupuntahan nila ako sa bahay, ayoko lumabas. Kasi parang everywhere I go, I remember mama. Diba? So, I had major trust issues back then. Parang mas lalong na-intensify yung trust issues ko because I lost my mom. So, I really, really had a hard time letting people in. Mm-hmm. And then, it was then that I talked to my previous youth leader. Kasi I'm a youth leader. Kasi I'm a worship leader before. So, sinabi niya sa akin na, you need to move forward. So, tingin mo ba daw masaya yung mama mo na nagkakaganyang ka? Sabi niya sa akin. So, that was when I ventured Twitter. Actually, Twitter was installed 2020 November, October, something like that. Pero hindi ko siya in-open. Alam mo yung nandyan lang siya. Tapos parang wala lang. View ko lang ng mga favorite artists mo. Tapos ano yung mga ganap nila. Tapos makikichismis ka, di ba? Kasi alam naman natin, lahat ng viral, di ba, doon nagsisimula, doon kumakalat, hindi pa sa Facebook,
Twitter. Lahat ng mga showbiz balita.
Totoo, di ba? So, sa Twitter, kauna nakikichismis, di ba? You know, the mosang in us, di ba? So, yun lang. So, tapos ng second quarter of this year, chinek ko siya. Tapos parang, ano itong mga bilog-bilog sa taas? Di ba yung mga space? Yeah. Bakit may mga ganun? So, clinic ko. Sabi ko, ano itong start listening? So, back then, hindi pa developed yung features ng Twitter space eh. Di ba? Meron pang mga nuances or meron pang mga hindi pa klaro.
Beta pa lang yun, beta.
Oo. So, parang, ano to? So, in-open ko. Tapos, nagli-listen ka. Wala pang co-host dati, di ba? Ano lang?
Yes.
Isang host, tapos speaker, tapos magli-listen. So ako, nakikinig lang ako. Tapos, yung una kong napasukan ata was, kasi may friend ako taga-Kalbay na nasa Cebu, Bisaya siya. So, nakita ko siya, sabi ko, ano to? Tapos, pagpasok ko mga Bisaya, si una ko na mga naging friends, mga Bisaya, ng mga Twitter people.
Uh-huh.
Of course, nakaka-relate naman ako kasi nag-work ako sa Cebu at saka doon ako nag-aaral, di ba? Ngayon sa post-grad ko. So, okay, ganito pala to. Parang, ano, voice conference or conference call.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, yung iba nakikinig lang. So, to sum it up, I found, you know, a safe space sa Twitter. I found an avenue for me to vent out my emotions to strangers with the guarantee na hindi ako ma-judge. Or kung ma-judge man ako, I will not worry kasi hindi ko naman sila kilala on a personal level, di ba? I mean, they're just social media. But little did I know, hindi ko in-expect that I'm going to find people on Twitter na you know, makaka-build ako ng, you know, deep relationship, like relationship, friendship, like on a personal level. Na kahit hindi ko pa naman kayo nakita in person, but you know, kilala niyo ako kung parang, di ba? Alam mo, kilala mo yung tao kapag wala siyang sinasabi, pero alam niyo na kung ano nangyayari. Like, okay, may ano to, may ganap to, di ba? So I was, that Twitter actually helped me move forward. And then, it was also second quarter of this year that I met, you know, Ian, my boyfriend, na parang, well, I should say na parang, yung naging malaking impact ni Ian sa akin was, he brought me closer to God again. Kasi nga, Ian was very prayerful, kasi nga, worship leader din siya, nasa ano siya, Christian siya, so, parang naparealize siya sa akin na, parang gets kita. Tapos, you know, it's normal to question God, but, you know, don't lose your faith. Parang, basta it, to sum it up, naging malapit ulit ako sa Diyos because of that. And then he started introducing me to songs na mga Tagalog na worship songs na parang, oh my God, bakit sa panahong ito na ganito yung pinagdadaan ko, ito yung mga na-introduce sa akin ng mga song na talagang, kasi ako kasi, yung how I relate my struggles in life is through music. Kasi, di ba, yun naman kasi yung major ko. So, pagka may pinagdadaanan ako, talagang musika yung, teka, ba't parang nasasaktan ako sa mga kantang to? So, dun ko na-realize na yung sugat, hindi siya mag-heal, not unless hindi mo siya i-confront. Yung ginagawa ko kasi, ini-ignore ko lang yung sugat ko na parang, yung ginagawa ko, dinidistract ko lang yung sarili ko. Pero hindi talaga ako, hindi ko siya hinaharap, hindi ko siya fine-feel. Mm-hmm. And pain, in order for it to heal, you need to feel it. Kailangan ramdamin mo siya. Because pain demands to be felt, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So Ian, since Ian kasi is a super sensitive person, he allowed me to, you know, feel my pain. And it helped me. It helped the process actually of me healing from that pain. Because ayun, actually hindi naman agad naging kami, diba? So we started talking and then opening up to each other, testing the waters up until ayun. I should say that Ian was probably one of the best thing that happened to me this year. So ayun, naging okay ako sa trabaho ko. Na-motivate ulit akong mag-work. Doon mo na makikita yung healing process mo eh. Kung slowly nare-regain mo yung bagay na nawala sa iyo because of a painful experience. Same na din naman yun sa pag iniwang ka ng jowa mong mahal na mahal mo, di ba?
Aray, diba? Yung personal agad.
Personal to.
I think ganun din naman yun, di ba? Although, pag parent, pag family member, mas doble o triple o.
Yes,
I mean, hindi mo lang masukat siguro yung sakit. Sabi ko nga sa mga friends ko, yung pain, immeasurable, indescribable yung pain pag mawalan ka ng mahal mo sa buhay. Yung jowa, parang kebs, parang sanayan lang naman yun, di ba? Pero yung mama mo, oh my God, parang ang hirap-hirap mag-move forward. So, actually, up until now, I would say na meron pa akong mga times na pagkagising ko ng umaga, mag-breakdown, iiyak. But, hindi na siya ganun ka-frequent. Diba? Yung grieving naman, I think lifetime yan, diba, Ninang Tony?
Yeah.
Lifetime naman yung forever. Grieving. Hindi mo naman, wala namang deadline yan.
Hindi na mawawala.
Hanggang 2021 lang, 2022, hindi ka na mag-grieve. Forever naman yun, diba? Nagiging magdaan lang because you meet people, like you meet, I've met people from the Twitter, like the sex bomb, Mama Fu. Like for example, kung need ko nang makinig kasi super stressed na ako sa work, makikinig ako sa Twitter space. Alam mo yung ganun? Nakikipag-usap ako. Chat-chat ako. Tatawag ako. Ganun lang. And then, November, this year, November, I lost my second father, yung director ko, yung boss ko sa university. Oh, yeah. Who is one of the reasons why I stayed in the university? He inspired me to work again. He helped me go through. Actually, yun ang namatay siya because of COVID.
Oh,
and yung pinagtataka namin kasi vaccinated siya, nagka-booster siya, pero namatay siya, complication. Kasi nga, diabetic din si Sir Lee. Oo, so, parang ganun. And then, tama nga yung sinasabi nila na don't focus on the pain because the pain that you are experiencing right now, that you might experience pain right now, but a reward awaits you in the future. So, I was rewarded again. Since bumalik ako kay Lord, I started going back to church, singing to the church, and then being prayerful again. And then, hinihini na ako bumabalik sa musika ko, di ba, Nina? Hinihini na akong nagko-compete. And then, dun ko na-realize na parang nakaka-bring ako ng honor sa university namin, sa Pilipinas, sa international arena. So, parang, okay, imagine kung iniwan ko to. Diba? Imagine kung nalugmok ako at saka iniwan ko tong yung passion na to. I mean, sino yung gagawa nito? Diba? So, ayun, it my year ended with healing. You know, it ended with healing. But it was not an easy journey. feeling ko hanggang ngayon naman nag-heal pa ako from these broken pieces. Tapos ayun, just this December, I was offered the promotion actually to become the director nasa sa office sa school namin, but I'm still not sure about that if tatanggapin ko. But I'm taking it as a blessing. You know, it's something that I have to be grateful for because not everyone sa, you know, sa university. Probably if I'm going to take it, I will be the youngest to be put in that position. But I'm grateful na binibigyan ako ng ganito mga opportunities. And I see it more as a blessing. Sabi ko nga, di ba? Ha?
Are you going to accept?
I told the president Ninang to give me the whole Christmas break to think about it. Kasi the position is medyo mabigat yung responsibilities. I mean, yeah, there will be major elevation sa salary, pero yung responsibility napakabigat.
Mm-hmm.
So, syempre hindi naman yan kaano lang, di ba? Hindi naman yan sa pinag-uusapan natin, hindi naman lang sweldo yun. Pinag-uusapan natin, kaya ko mang panindigan yung responsibilidad. Mm-hmm. Di ba? Ayoko hindi namang mabash kasi sa tingin ko, di ba? I mean, ganun. So, parang sabi ko, I have to be mature in accepting the role. So, sabi ko sa president, give me the whole Christmas break to think about it. But, hindi ko siya tinitake as parang struggle na binibigay sa akin. I'm taking it as a blessing kasi hindi naman lahat. Hindi naman all the time i-offer ka ng ganyang, di ba? Hindi naman always mag-open ng ganyang door. So,
doors,
I would say that I am ending this year blessed. Oh, talagang masasabi kong bawing-bawi yung 2020 ko. Good. 2020 was very ano. So, ayun lang.
Pero unsolicited advice ha. At yung opinion ko dun sa it's overwhelming kasi minsan pagka binigyan tayo ng opportunity na ganun kalaki, yung tipong,
totoo,
oh my God, kakayanin ko ba? That's always the question, kakayanin ko ba?
Pero, totoo, exactly.
Pero ang tanong doon, how would you know if you're not going to do it?
Actually, hindi ni sinasabi ng mga mamshi ko dito sa university.
Yeah, that's one. Pero minsan, kailangan sabihin mo din sa sarili mo, wait lang, sandali. Take a backseat.
Kaya ko na ba?
Kasi yung sarili ko, I know how I work, I know what effort I can put on. So dahil kilala mo yung sarili mo, ikaw mismo makakasagot kung kakayanin mo yung work or what. But if tinanggap mo siya, there is what you call learning along the way.
Learning curve.
Yung kumbaga inaaral mo yung trabaho while you're working your way.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And always not be afraid to ask for a mentor.
Yes.
Kasi kailangan mo yung mentoring and all ganon. So parang gusto ko na, I'm gonna be very excited, I'm gonna be very happy for you kung tatanggapin mo siya. As long as alam mo sa sarili mo na, kasi ito yung gusto ko, ito yung, not because gusto lang ng ibang tao, but more so, pag gusto mo, kasi pag gusto mo, that means whatever struggle along the way, kakayanin mo. And always, always have a mentor beside you.
Mm-hmm. Tsaka ito nga Ninang, yung ano kasi, yung boss ko na namatay. Actually, yung position niya yung in-offer sa akin.
Oh.
So, nung bago siya namatay, weeks before siya namatay, pumunta ako sa office niya. Tapos parang naglilinis siya ng office niya. Tapos sabi niya, Tio, sabi ko, yes sir. Umupo ka nga dyan sa chair ko. Sabi ko, umupo din ako kasi wala lang. Sabi ko, bagay, sabi niya, bagay sa yung office na to. Sabi ko, ayoko sir, sabi ko sa kanya, ayoko sir, parang hindi ko naman kaya, bigat-bigat ng position mo, tsaka, hindi ko kaya, grabe yung standard na naset mo. Ngayon siya, ay, kaya wala kang magagawa ko, no, kaya paano kung ma-promote ako, tapos wala nang ano dito, syempre, ikaw yung i-recommend. So, no, ayoko naman sir. 2 weeks after na hospital si sir, tapos nagdire-diretso namatay si sir. So parang, nung kinausap ko ng president, sabi ng president na, oh, wala nang ibang ano niya, ikaw lang yung ano ko. Sir, di ko parang hindi ko nakarespond right away. Sabi ko, sir, give me time to think kasi I don't want to be harsh with my decision. I don't want to rush myself. Mm-hmm. But ipapag-pray ko po sa kanya. Sabi ko, kako, ipapag-pray ko siya the whole
So when are you break. Going to give him a man an answer?
January, pagbalik ng ano ng office.
Oh, really? Namin,
after yeah. Christmas
break. Anong position nga to, president ng?
Like, director.
A director ng?
Ng cultural affairs and research.
So, ano ng percentage ng nararamdaman mo ngayon?
60-40. 60 yes, 40 no.
Ay, exciting!
Go!
Good luck.
But of course, di pa siya 100%, di ba? Siyempre, kailangan 100% talaga yeah. Or 150%.
Yeah.
Ang hirap kasi may mga tao kang hawak. So, siyempre, basta, malaking usapin pa siya ninang.
Kung ang problema mo may mga tao kang hawak, may mga tao ka rin namang hawak sa choir mo.
Oo nga. Yun din, isa pa ninang kasi pag tanggapin ko siya, iiwan ko yung choir ko. Kasi conflict of interest.
Dahil?
Kasi ako yung parang yung choir under ng office ko. So dapat hindi ako yung boss ng office. Tapos ako pa yung nag-book, di ba?
Ah,
so dapat what, iba yung umawak ng...
So that's one of the things na kailangan mong i-discuss consider. Sa kanya.
Yes.
I-discuss sa kanya. Yung tipong pwede kang maging ano, pero yung affairs of the choir is not being handled by you. Let another person handle the affairs of the choir. Pero ikaw pa rin yung choir director. Pero the affairs of the choir, finances, what have you, should be handled by someone else.
Hindi pa namin ang pag-usapan yun, Nina.
Ayan right, lang. Nice. 2020. Oh. So all in all, how's your 2021? What can you say?
Blessed. My 2021 is blessed. Healed.
Good job, Tia. Good job.
Thanks, Ninan.
Next.
Oh, si Sex Bomb Wannabe.
Si Jake.
Sex Bomb Jake.
Ang future Mrs. Ano, charot.
Ay, may tea.
Hindi, wala.
Spill the tea.
Kakat natin to, kakat. Nilinoko namin siya kasi nandun si EJ ngayon. Sabi ko, uy, hala, gusto ko, sabi ko, pwede na kayo magtikiman ni EJ.
Totoo, nakita ko nga, di ba? Oh, kumusta?
Single naman sila pareho.
Totoo.
Ano,
so, alam mo na.
Tsaka tikim-tikim lang naman, ma, di ba? Galawin ng baso. Mo,
sabi ko, okay lang. Okay lang.
Okay. Eh, paano pag nasarapan, hindi na babawiin?
Oo, magiging suking tindahan na. Char!
Eh, paano pag nasarapan, ayaw mo nun, sasabihin niyang huwag na, dire-diretso na
to. Ninang ayaw mo, and then nag-relocate na si Jake sa Manila pagka ganun.
Ay, magre-relocate.
Ay, kabor!
Magre-relocate na din si Jake sa Manila. Alam mo kung bakit? May bagong condo ni EJ.
Oy, iba.
May bagong?
Condo!
Ay, iba. Hindi na siya sa, so, hindi na siya sa BGC? Ay, Pasig?
Lilipat na ata siya.
Di, parang Rizal ata siya, di ba, ma?
Nasa Rizal siya. Hindi maganda yung ano niya. Hindi ko alam kung saan yung location ng ano niya, pero ano. Oh, Jake, magiging taga Maynila ka na, girl.
Jake the ano? Jake the housemaker.
Manila.
Sabi ko pa naman sa kanya na hindi pa ako nakapunta ng Maynila. Punta ka doon, sabi niya pang ganun. Anyway.
Iba yung,
parang bubuka yung quick mo nung sinabi niya yun. May pagbuka ng quick. May paghinga.
Hindi ah.
Parang medyo umopen ng konti. Medyo
hindi ah. Wait, babe. Wait, sandali. Tatanungin ko pala muna si Tia. How are you and Ian, by the way?
Okay lang na. Actually, kararating lang niya dito galing Manila. Kasi dito siya Christmas. Dito siya mag-New Year. Kasi that anniversary ni Mama sa
tutukan na!
True.
Nakakalakad ka pa ba?
Di tayo pinalakan ng sex bomb para bumakit.
Diyan na kwarto. Diyan ba na kwarto? Nangyayari ang putukan.
Nakakalakad ka pa dito. Ba, Tio?
Yes,
naka-wheelchair na, ma. Char!
Anyway, right. Okay, let's go back. Jake, come on.
Go sex
How
bomb, Jake.
How was your 2021?
2021 recap for my year 2021. Siguro I entered 2021 very ano with a heavy heart. With a heavy heart. I have a boyfriend during that first quarter of 2021.
Oo nga pala.
And I was ghosted and stuff like that. And yeah, and then dun ko na learn what is gaslighting is. Dun ko pala, that is how it works and that. And then also this year was my last year sa contract ko dun sa school where I was also where I was teaching. And parang nag-mix emotions kasi I don't know so yun, I was so devastated. Devastated during those times, but I lost the introvert me that time, like even basta a lot of things happened na nagpababa ng self-esteem, but eventually I was able. Oh, it's actually 2021 is full of recalibration and all, no? Kasi I think we all, kasi yan yung naririnig ko sa inyo eh, like recalibration. Sige nga, let me see how recalibration is. So parang okay, yeah, it's full of recalibration, it's full of taking a risk. And I decided, kasi I'm into hiking, so afternoon as a part of moving on. So I sumali ako sa isang hiking group na wala akong kakilala. So I'm just alone myself, tapos wala akong kakilala doon. And then kasi I also want to test myself kung hanggang saan yung kaya ko, na parang kasi pag andun yung friends ko, usually I will ask for a tissue, I will ask na makishare ng ganito ganyan, but pag nung ako lang mag-isa, ako lang lahat. Ako lang sa tent, ako lang sa ano. And then, parang, okay. So parang, I can say na, kaya ko pala. I can do that. And in the middle of 2021, it was mixed, mixed emotions siya, kasi nga, I quit as a teacher. And because the environment is not really for me anymore. So parang, I don't know, it's a decent job. The thing is, pay doesn't meet your workload, parang ganun. So, so I also need to parang reassess kung do I need to continue or not anymore. So hindi ako marunong mag-decision during that time, kasi nga parang napaka-mature naman na decision making, and this is not really me, kasi I'm mature in other ways, pero yung parang sa mga ganitong bagay na, so parang sa tingin ko kailangan ko talaga mag-decision for myself. So I asked the opinion of my mom, my tita and all. So ayun, I quit. And then yeah, during that time, 'di ba, alam niyo naman, I was not working. So self pity and all, parang wala no, pero wala na akong trabaho and all. But doon, step backward na naman yung sabi niyo, right? Like move backward, recalibrate, reassess everything. So okay, so if I will just stay here, if I will not do anything, kung wala akong ginagawa, wala akong mapapala. So naganap ako ng trabaho. And gladly, right now, I'm already a VA, and while waiting for my application sa public school. And until now, I am very blessed talaga sa company and also sa client ko. And also to the people, talaga si Mama Fu. No, si Mama Fu, because siya din tinatakbuhan ko. Siya din tinatakbuhan ko, Mama Fu, like this, ganito nangyari. Tapos at first papagalitan niya muna ako, tapos meron siya mga sasabihin. Okay, thank you, Mama Fu. Okay na kanon. So ayun, and then taking risks, a lot of travels happened. Ang dami kong na travel na dito lang din sa Davao, I mean dito lang din sa Mindanao. And I'm so happy kasi parang twice ata ako nag-climb na ako lang mag-isa, and then I was able to to meet other people na may iba-iba ding stories. And parang, alam mo yun, like parang yung sinasabi nila na hindi mo malalaman na ikaw ay mas blessed, eh, ikaw ay blessed once you hear other people's stories. So parang, ah, okay. Oo nga, no? So parang, mas na-realize mo na be grateful sa kung anong meron ka. And right now, teka lang, my year, what I can say about 2021, bless also, and full of gratitude. And this year I can say is full of risk and recalibration, and I really like it kasi I will enter somehow 2022 new me, new ideals ba, kasi I was able to learn how to like say no at times, though 30% of those 30% na nasa 30% ako, and then kasi I'm a big people pleaser, so nababawasan ko na din yon. And if I need to shut people down just to protect my peace, I was able to do that. So wow. And yeah, a year of recalibration and taking risks, and looking forward for 2022.
Nice. Congrats, Mama nice, Jade. Nice.
Well done.
Stronger,
well
done. Jade.
Yes.
Bolder.
My favorite Bolder. Word nung mga sec hanggang sec, recalibration, lahat talaga ng tao na
recalibration. Palagi kong naririnig yun ni.
May nagsabi sa akin na, Sir Tony, ang favorite word mo is recalibration. Right. Well done, Jake. 2021 is blessed as well. And right, wanna babe. Ay nako, eto. Hindi natin alam kung anong kwento nito.
Bakit ako?
Okay. Masaya to, masaya. Go wanna babe. Your turn. At kung kailan turn niya, nawala siya.
Alam na.
Na-freeze siya.
Na-freeze, ayan.
Ayan na siya.
Ayan. Okay na. So there.
You're back. So welcome back, Wanna Babe.
Yeah. So yun, parang for me, the first quarter of 2021 was really challenging for me. Kasi that's the time that the lockdown started here in Manila. Na we are all asked to work remotely at home. Which hindi ako talaga sanay. I'll be honest. I'm not used to a big challenge for me. Then on top of that, second quarter came.
Yes, wanna babe. Second quarter came. Tag-pause ka na.
Puputol-putol si Bakala.
Puputol-putol ako. Nasasabotage ako. Sinasabotage ako. Ayan, better.
Wait, sandali lang, kaklaruhin ko lang ha. Yung 2021, sabi mo, first time kang nag-work from home? Di ba yes. 2020 nag-start?
Ay, 2020 pala. So, 2020, sorry. So, 2021, yung paso parang, so I'm still adjusting pa pala with the work from
okay,
home.
Okay, so start. Okay. Erase. Let's go back. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, go.
So, yung parang, parang sabi mo na, it's more than a year that already passed when the work from home set up. Medyo sabog pa ako, I'll be honest. Sobrang sabog ako sa work. That's the time na sobrang challenging ako. So, second quarter of 2021 came. So, that's the time that me and my ex broke up. So, dumagdag na naman. As in, like, I was already struggling during that time when it comes to work. Tapos, sumabay pa yung relationship na nag-break kami. Which, that's also the month. April started as well, me being exposed to Twitter Spaces. Kasi he joined Cannonballs Boys. That's the time that he joined Cannonballs Boys. And nakapalo ako sa kanya. So, nag-notify na he entered the space and he became a speaker. So, he vent out on what happened between the two of us. Na nabigla ako. Kasi hindi siya outspoken eh. Hindi siya, parang he always,
keep, he's always silent. Kumbaga parang kung ano man yung gusto niya sabihin. Hindi siya outspoken eh. So I was really shocked nung umakyat siya dun sa space nila, Kuya Canon, na parang all of a sudden, he was that outspoken when it comes to what happened in our relationship, anong reasons of our breakup, na napaka-clueless ko na parang, ah, yun na pala. Parang it already made me realize na, how will I say this? Na hindi yun yung ine-expect ko na reasons na sasabihin niya. Kaya sobrang, I was devastated during that time. April up until, April, yung second quarter, the entire second quarter, sobrang devastated ako. And that's the time that I already met Theo, Mama Jake, yun. That's where the time that I started exploring Twitter spaces. Then Mama Tony came, then all of the EB family already came. Slowly by slowly, dumarami tayo. That I already had a safe space to really tell all the stories that I've been through. Kasi parang for me, wala akong makwentuhan on top of my friends on what happened. Kasi yes, my family knows my preference, pero they are strongly disagreeing with me having a relationship with another guy. Yeah, that's the biggest challenge that I do have since I'm already like this. So yun, parang wala akong masabihan. So I was really very thankful that all of you came. Na, yeah, na sobrang, kasi kayo talaga yung source of ano ko talaga na parang nasasabi ko lahat eh. Like, I was totally outspoken to every one of you on what happened to me, even my landi. Yon, I'll be honest, I dated a couple of guys during the third quarter. Alam ni Mama Tio yan.
Super, a lot.
Pinakilala ko pa kay Mama Tio yung isa sa mga dinate ko.
Hindi na ako makakop up sa dami. Kung sino yung nakasalamin, kung sino yung ka-holding hands.
Yes. Na, yun nga na parang, si Mama Tio, napakilala ko pa si Mel Chanko. No?
Si Chanko?
Na I'll be honest, with Mel, I was already expecting that we will be together.
God. Nag-shopping tayo together, ma. With Chanko.
Diba, nag-shopping pa tayo nun, ma. Diyos ko, Lord.
Ayun ba yun si Mel Chanko?
The Chanko, oh. Nina.
Yun yung nakasalamin, no?
Yes, mama, siya nga. Siya yung naka-glasses. Mm-hmm. So, doon, parang, then all of a sudden twist of fate, a sudden unforeseen story happened. Pogs came na in a very unexpected way. Siya yung talagang, hindi ko kinikwento kahit ni isa sa inyo. Kasi parang, my assumption is that we will just be ending up as friends.
Wala talaga. So, na-shock na lang din ako na may Pogs na pala. Ay, okay.
Diba, Mama Jake? Yun ang pinaka-biggest twist ng plot twist ng 2021. Pogs came on the right time. I guess it's really at the right time. At the right moment. Na September came, so yun. So parang September came na that we already talked on being exclusively dating. Which is nabigla din ako na parang wow, exclusive talaga. Tapos yun, parang everything came into place. Then I spent November with him in Boracay. Kasi yun, everything fell into place. That's the time na nag-usap na kami. Yun, we both decided that we will be together. Then biggest event happened actually as well for this December because I needed to think as well for a new role with my company right now. Kasi yung HR director namin is currently offering me a HR role na. Like being an HR officer. Na out of the blue na bigla ako. Kasi parang we just had a team dinner. Na parang sa, tas yun na. Parang he started talking to me na talagang he is really opening for the role. Actually, it will be quite really quite different on what I am currently exposed to being a recruitment specialist. Kasi ito, recruitment specialist more on a lang eh, processing applicants applications, but now I'll be really on the back end of the company. Like processing all of their onboarding, offboarding, getting in touch with our clients, with the directors, na medyo I am really thinking it really hard. Na kaya ko ba? So that's my biggest question right now sa sarili ko. Kakayanin ko ba?
Kaya yan.
Ayun nga. Parang the good thing about it is that my boss is really supportive on whatever will be my decision. Sabi nga niya, if ever that you will be choosing that role and if ever that you won't be happy, you can always come back to our team. Kaya yun. Medyo talagang ano pa, parang yun ang parang ano pa, parang biggest ano pa, kailangan pag-isipan of all the things that happened for this 2021. So, I think if I will be summing up my 2021, it will be very challenging. But at the end of the day, I am really thankful of all the things that came into place right now. Ngayong third quarter and fourth quarter, sobrang happy ako. Especially meeting all of you, knowing all of you, and having close connections with all of you. And as well as to Mama Fu, I would like to thank as well Mama Fu. Kasi parang siya ang nakaalam unang-una kay Pogs. Ay, sorry na ma, sorry na, sorry po sa lahat na nandito. Na
ah, talaga?
Si Mama po ang nakaalam.
Akala ko ba ako'y nanay mo?
Si Mama po ang unang nakaalam.
Kasi yung nanay naman talaga lang ang huling nakakaalam.
Oo naman, true. Alam mo naman yun, takot. Mama. Ang nanay, takot lahat kami sa'yo. So yun, kaka-overwhelm. Honestly speaking, 2021 for me, still nakaka-overwhelm pa rin siya para sa akin. Actually, it really made me think everything. Especially when Pogs came.
Aww. Kaya parang, I'm so happy for sobra, you, Mama.
Sobra, ma. As in, ang dami kong, hindi ko ina-expect that I will be that matured when it comes to work-related as well. Ang dami niyang tinuro sa akin to be matured as well when it comes to my decisions and my work, especially with my work. Na I already talked to my boss. Kasi actually, I was supposed to be already into ano na talaga, training for ad leader.
Mm.
To be a team lead. Pero sabi ko sa boss ko, parang since I already committed a lot of mistakes or errors for the entire year, I think I really need to think things over muna. Sabi ko, if it will be really be meant for me, I think that time will come naman. Kaya yun, dyan yung sobrang thankful ko kay folks na parang you need to think things over muna before really pushing yourself. Kung kakayanin mo ba talaga yung isang role na talagang gusto mo or not. Yeah, I'm really sobrang thankful ako kay Pogs talaga na he really came in the right place, in the right time that I really needed someone to really lean on. Kaya yun.
Yay.
So, ang question, tatanggapin mo ba yung post?
Actually, Mama Tones, I already talked to the HR director, si Sir Darwin.
Ano sabi mo?
Honestly, hesitant ako. Kasi it will be a really big role. Eh. Hesitant ako, I'll be honest. I'm really hesitant. Kasi first and foremost, nakausap ko na siya. Ang sabi lang niya, it will be only a lateral transfer.
Mm.
So there will be no increases to my salary.
Okay.
Eh, magma-march na. Bigay na ng salary increase din namin.
Hmm.
So parang, that's one of the factors. Tapos second that I'm already considering is more on magiging admin lang yung role ko. Which I'm not really used to. I'm more into ano talaga yung personal talaga, like ano, human to human connection talaga ang preferred ko talaga, like human to human interaction. So I think that's the second talaga na magiging ano ko. Tsaka third is, eto pala actually pinaka naging deciding factor ko. I don't want to leave my team na meron akong mga errors and all. If ever that I wanted to leave my team, at least I already have a clean slate with them. Ayoko naman na magiging umalis ako na meron akong messes and all, misses and all na hindi maayos yung pag-exit ko. Because I don't want to blame anyone. I should really be blaming myself with all of the errors that I committed.
Well,
yeah, yun.
Accountability.
Well, at the end of the day, hindi naman lahat ng gagawin natin will always be perfect. But, you know. Well, the most important thing, like, sinabi ko kay Tio, kasi mas alam nyo yung sarili nyo, kung ano yung kakayanan nyo, kung ano yung, most importantly, what do you really want? Kung ano yung gusto mo, kung ano yung magpapaligaya sa'yo, kung ano yung magpapasaya sa'yo, yun, dun ka mag-focus.
Totoo.
Totoo.
Yun din yung iniisip ko ninang eh. If mabigyan ba ako ng malaking sweldo, will I be happy? Will the salary make me happy? Or
yes,
will it give me peace of mind? Yun yung mga actually tinitimbang ko, because sabi ko kasi it's not just about the money eh. Maraming factor eh.
Totoo. Or will it be more stressful? Pero, yun nga din ang inisip ko may.
Hindi, alam mo, wag niyong i-disclose yung pera as part of the consideration.
Eh, it is part, yeah. Pero yeah, it's not entirely the entire.
Oh, pero, yeah, what, pero, I'm excited for, kay Wanna Babe, may intindihan ko where he's coming from. Because I think he made his decision already and nakita niya kung ano yung magiging trabaho niya and all ganyan. Parang more excited with ano, with Tio. Gusto ko talaga siyang mag-yes kasi parang feeling ko it is really for him. It was so intended for you. It was so intended for you. You know, parang feeling ko pa baka nga mamaya yung the guy who passed out. Parang feeling ko nga he orchestrated all this for you.
Yes, totoo.
Kaya nagpe-pray ko pa din yun. Actually, every time nagpe-pray ako nina, sabi ko, Sir Peter, bigyan mo ako ng mga sinyalis ko. Ano mo sa yung mga Sir Peter yung baso?
Dadalawi ka na lang daw niya sa...
Uy, sas ko, huwag naman po.
So far,
ano dadalawi ka lang daw sa dreams.
So far, ano mga signs ang nap na pick up mo?
Ano ba? Yung mga trabaho niya kasi ni sa akin ako yung nag-assume ng mga naiiwan niyang paperwork eh. So concurrent authority yung binigay sa akin niya. Kasi kailangan ng mga magpipirma ng papers as the head. So concurrent power pa lang to sign the papers and the pending transactions ni ng boss ko yung binigay sa akin. So hindi pa ako nagpa-designate entirely.
Why don't you just assume the post for 6 months? And see how it goes first.
Yun yung sinabi sa akin ng president niya. Give it a try, like, just for one semester.
Yeah!
Sabi niya.
You know what?
And then,
test the waters.
Sabi ko, okay, sir.
Acting director, ganun.
Sabi niya sa akin, sabi ko, okay, sir, January may sagot na ako, sabi ko.
Naalala mo na naging
head. Oh, test the waters.
Naalala mo na naging head ng department ka?
Opo.
O di ba, nung naging head ng department ka, I'm sure may mga tao mas older pa sa'yo and all, pero ganyan.
Bigger kasi to, Ninang, eh. Ito, malaki yung budget na hinahawakan.
Oh, ay, go!
Ayun mo yan.
Di para maging Corina. Di para maging... Di para maging matet ako dahil.
No, seriously, kaya mo yan. Kaya mo yan. Just work for a SEM. Then you'll never know, parang ano pala, no? Yung pala ang ano mo, ang tawag dito, ang path na kukunin mo.
Yung calling,
Oo nga, go naman, itry mo lang.
But of course, I'm excited with Jake as well. Si Jake, ano din siya, he started a new career as a virtual
assistant. Yes!
Yeah!
Pero alam mo, Mama Jake, ramdam ko, ngayong 2022, DepEd ka na.
Ano?
Yung,
magiging?
DepEd.
Papasok na siya sa DepEd.
You think so?
Ramdam ko. O, oh, ramdam ko. Taon mo yung 2022, no? You claim it.
Oh, I will claim that one.
Mababahay ka na ng taga Metro Manila. Char!
Nasa ano ni Chai? Dahil, ano, City Division of Manila.
Nasingit talaga yun, ha?
Mababahay ka ng taga Metro Manila. Char!
Pero Ninang Tony, ano, if I may add, no, yung most, if not all of us, started the year na hindi maganda.
Ay, true.
No? Diba? Mm-hmm. At saka, I mean, given that, siguro masasabi natin na it's not always rainy. There's going to be sunshine. Diba?
Yeah.
So, yun lang every time na may pagdadaanan ako, sinasabi ko, ah, okay, lilipas din to. Parang, hindi always.
This too shall pass.
Yes. Always ganun. Tapos, saka, pansin din natin, pag may problema na dumarating, talagang, when it rains, it pours, di ba? Pero hindi yan, hindi, sabi nga, pero hindi always rainy. Pag umaraw din, di ba? Talagang sisikat din yung araw for us.
Tirik na tirik ang araw.
True. Tignan mo yun, si Mama Wanda, di ba? Tirik na tirik lang yung battery wall.
tirik pati mata. Charot!
Hindi lang araw, pati mata.
Si Tio nga nag-explain pala, tumitirik na yung mata eh.
True. Ano pa kaya, di ba?
Oh my God, paano pa kaya, Tio? Tumitirik ba mata mo?
Ay, naku, nawawala, Nina. Nawawala yung mata.
Parang sinasaniban siya, parang ganung level.
Sinasabi ko sa'yo, Nina.
Diyos ko, Ian, dinadahan-dahan mo ba yung anak ko?
Pukpukera mo pala yung Tio.
So, ano naman ang, do you guys, ano ba, do Christmas, not Christmas, New Year's resolution? Nagdo New Year's resolution ba kayo? Do you do New Year's resolution? Wanna babe?
Ako, I'll be honest, no.
What about you, Jake?
Ooh.
No then, but goals maybe.
Goals.
What, yes, true. More on goals.
Do you do New Year's resolution, Tio?
No, ano din, ano, goal setting, and then, siguro ko, yun lang din. Pero, resolution, parang, hindi naman. Kasi, I think, nalalearn naman natin along the way.
Yeah.
Yung mga bagay-bagay. Diba? Pero, for
example, last time ako nagsulat ng New Year's resolution, elementary. Yun, di ba pagka-elementary, pagba?
Hindi kasi, ano, activity.
Totoo, pagbalik mo ng school, New Year's resolution. I won't cheat. Charot.
Oh. Hindi, anyway, Nina, so, pero ano, hindi sabi ni Jake, goal setting.
So what are your goals? Okay, so we don't do, we all agree na hindi tayo pare-pareho na nagsusulat or ano ng New Year's resolution. And I do goal setting as well. So what about you, Jake? What are your goals for the next 2022?
For the year 2022, kasi ako Mama Tones, nag-aano ako eh. I started journaling half a year din pala yung isang highlight ng 2021 ko. I started journaling again, no? So to be present at the moment. Mindfulness, they say.
Wow.
And then so parang for the next year, for this year, I will be more consistent for that. And then yung nasulat ko so far is more of me. More of me. Ganon, more of me. And siguro ano pa rin, continue of the things that I am currently doing at the moment. Yung sabi ko, like learning to say no and stop really please everybody, no? And then more on fitness goals and travel goals, of course, kasi
abort na yan si JK eh.
Lumuluwag. Medyo lang. More ano na, more less na yung restriction, so mas nakaka-travel na. And then yung goal ko sa hiking, of course, yung parang yung gusto ko. Kasi andyan pa sa Manila, andyan pa din sa Visayas, I want to go there. May mga mountains na gusto kong akyatin. And then, explore love. Siguro ano, um, parang
yung explore love.
More on me para explore love. Ano ba? Na not to chase. Sorry. Not to chase. Nag-chase pala. Hindi. More on, more attract more. Just being myself. Parang kasi, yun nga, I'm a people pleaser. So, I always move my, pag naka, one foot forward ako always. So, bala kayo, accept who I am. So, ganun. And sa career din, so far, and then, maybe along the way, more goals pa din along the way. That's for me.
Good job. What about you, Wanna Babe? Anong goals na sinaset mo for the next year?
Goals for next year?
Magpapakasal na kayo
first,
ni Coco. Charot.
Hindi naman mama kagad, kasal agad. Hindi, for us, ayun na, sige. Relationship-wise, for us to be consistent. Kasi ngayong year na to, sobrang consistent kami. Like, consistent and committed na talagang every, yun na, parang every weekend kasi talaga, we really see each other. Na we go to church, yun nga, yun ang gusto ko, maging consistent lang kami talaga sa ganung set, ano namin, set up namin. Next is, goal ko pa for next year is to save. Medyo ano ko, puro expenses ako nito year na to. So yun, to save up talaga. Kasi ano na, we are already planning na yung sa house ni mama sa Fairview is pagawa for next year. So yun, to really save money para ma-push through na talaga siya. And work-related, if, yun nga, parang if hindi ko na nirush, I don't want to rush everything na talaga eh. If it is really meant for me, it will really come na lang, yun na lang. If it will really be falling into place, yun, I'll be gladly accepting everything. Yun.
Good. What about you, Theo? What's your goal?
Ako kasi ninang 2022 for me is all about it's all about self-love. And self-love for me means career advancement, financial stability also. Ano pa ba? Yun. more peace of mind. Yun yung goal ko actually next year. Actually, the journey towards looking for peace of mind is, I think, never ending. Kasi di ba, nag-iiba-iba naman yung priorities natin.
Uh-huh.
Tsaka, main goal is to really give back. And in order for me to give back, I need to accomplish, you know, a more career advancement, defined financial stability. For me, to be able to give back to my family. Oh, yun lang. Kasi, natutunan ko na din yan in my previous years. Yun, sisimula pa lang ako mag-work. Kung ano yung sinasahod ko, give. Hanggang sa wala ang natitira sa akin.
Mm-hmm.
So, ngayon, yung sinat ko na goal is, ngayon, ako muna. Ako muna. I will secure myself. I will stabilize my career, my finances. Mm-hmm. Para in the future, mas kayo ko pang magbigay. Diba? Kasi ang hirap naman na magbigay ka kung sakto-sakto lang, diba?
Mm-hmm.
Ayun. And then, Ian and I are planning to venture another business next year. So, yun. Isa yun sa goal next year. So, hindi pa, fingers crossed pa kung ano yung mangyayari doon. But yun yung pinaplana namin. Nice. And then, we're trying to buy a house na next year.
You're planning to have a baby?
May ovary ka, girl.
Uy, pwede naman. Ito nga, may baby na nga kami.
Okay. So they're planning to buy a house. Okay.
Oh,
go on, Jake.
And more travel. I reward myself with more travel. If the situation permits, I will reward myself with more and more travel. Yeah, then.
Come and visit me.
Ay, naku, napaka mahal naman dyan, Ninang. Diyos ko.
Malaki
Ma, ikaw lang sasagot ng plane ticket namin, pati ng ano staycation namin.
Char. Oo, Goni lang. At nilipad agad kami dyan.
Can I just say, Theo, I don't know whether you're consciously nahalata mo, but I will take that as a sign. Do you know that twice you mentioned na ang career advancement ang goal mo for the next year?
Yes. Parang yun na yun eh. Tatangin yan.
Yo, alam mo na kung saan ka pupunta.
I-try mo lang. I-try mo lang.
Ang goals ko, ano ba? Kasi di ba I'm on a fitness program. So, gusto ko lang patuloy yung fitness program ko. Kasi magandang-maganda na yung ano ko, yung heart condition ko. So, I'm going to continue with that. And a goal setting, kasi di ba may bagong work, may bagong career. So, gusto ko out of that, ma-sort out ko na yung retirement ko properly. Maumpisahan ko na uli siya. Kasi importante yun, hindi na ako bumabata. So, I need to go back to sorting out my retirement. Kasi naumpisahan ko na siya eh. I just need to continue sorting it out again. And ang goals ko is to travel again. And ano ba? Ano pa ba? For now, parang yun lang muna. Oh, no. Ang isa pa palang gusto ko. Kaya ako gustong-gusto kong umuwi. Because I wanted to enroll to a masteral. Gusto kong mag-master.
Ina. Saya.
Gusto kong kumuha ng Master in Communications. Yung distance learning sa UP. Yung anong tawag nila doon? Yung anong...
Open University.
Open University. So, gusto ko mag-enroll sa Open University sa UP and take up masters in
Open U.
Yeah. So, that's my goal for 2022. At sana ma-achieve ko siya adang June. Kasi ang target ko is June na maumpisahan ko sa lahat. If not, ongoing siya ng June. So, yun. Jake, let's go back to you. You were trying to talk about your masters. Wait. Ano mga ginagawa niyo pala from New Year? Mga tradition niyo from New Year?
Ngayon, Ninang, nabago yung tradition namin kasi yung New Year, hindi namin bobonggahan kasi sa January 2 nga, that anniversary ni Mama. So, dun kami talagang nagse-celebrate na lang ng bongga sa January 2 with the rest of the family.
You're going to celebrate your mom's life.
Kasi ang jahe naman na damihan namin yung handa namin sa 1 tapos madami pa din yung handa sa 2. Eh di ang dami naming leftover.
Tsaka doble-doble gastos.
Oo nga. Tapos konti lang naman kami sa bahay. So sa 2 na lang naman isasabit na makapunta din yung ibang relatives namin.
So di magpapaputok din kayo ni Ian?
Natural. Every day is New Year.
What about you, Wanna Babe? Anong gagawin mo sa New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve, family. Kami lang.
Are you going back to Fairview ba? Or you're going to stay with your dad na?
No, dito lang kami sa house. Okay. Eh di ba, Mama, matagal na silang separated ni
mother. Yeah, I know. Pero di ba, 24 na sa Fairview ka?
Oo. Pero kasi dito lang kami.
Etong 31, dito ka na sa ano? Sa
House lang.
Okay.
Yes. Kasi parang may pamahiin si Mama na kailangan walang taon. Kailangan pagsalubong ng taon, kailangan lahat ng taon na sa bahay.
Oh, okay. You don't go on the party.
Yes. Hindi kami nagsa-celebrate talaga ng wala sa bahay pag New Year.
Correct. Kasi pero alam mo, yun ang pangarap ko yung
wala sa bahay.
Pangarap ko yung mag-celebrate ng Christmas away from home. Christmas ha, hindi New Year.
Oh, really?
Oh, yung Christmas na nasa ibang lugar ka, anyway, Baguio.
Baguio. Kasi mo lamig.
Oo. Ang lamig doon. Tapos,
yung tipong may
pero New Year, uuwi.
Ako din, gusto ko mag-Christmas ng hindi naman kasama sila, Mama. Char!
Pero New Year, dapat uuwi, di ba?
Jake, are you there?
Mama Jake, magluto na ulit ng Gozer 50. Char!
Wala akong gagawin. Normally, pagka New Year's Eve, I'm at friends. Although, di ba yung, I won't ko kung nakikita nyo na yung video ng fireworks na London Eye dito sa UK. From where I live, nasa 15th floor ako, tanaw na tanaw ko siya. So nagpa-fireworks lang ako sa bintana and then I go somewhere. Pero most of the time I'm at home lang. I don't really bother to go out for a drink or what. Eh, plano pa ngayon, may COVID ako. So dito lang talaga ako sa bahay. Tapos I don't even know kung may fireworks kami. So it's gonna be like another New Year's Eve, another night. Parang ganyan. Nothing special.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Hmm. Nothing special. Parang,
for what I'll be doing sa New Year, Mama Tones, the usual, ganun din, like, after dito, sa, ganun din yung pamahiin ng mama, ng parents ko na kapag dapat sa lubong, andito na lahat sa bahay. Yung ganun, tas magtatapon ng mga barya-barya, ganun.
Yes.
Tas ano na, pagka alas dos ng madaling araw, siguro punta kami kina Lola or I don't know for me because I'll be working during that day, during that time. But simple work lang. Char-char no work.
Char-char no work lang. Anyway. Hoy, Happy New Year sa inyong lahat. Enjoy a celebration. Be safe.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Oh my goodness me. Mag-ingat kayo.
Tumataas sa NCR ngayon. Sa case sa NCR, dumarami na naman.
May pagaling ka.
Dito?
Tina, magpagaling ka, please.
I will. I'm feeling much better na talaga. Nag-banged up lang uli ako.
Alright. Tina, magpagaling.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Tapos,
Happy New Year.
Love you.
Ingat sa pagpapaputok.
And now, we welcome the new year, full of things that have never been. It is never too late to be what you might have been. Your present circumstances do not determine where you can go. They merely determine where you can start. So cheers to a new year and another chance for us to get it right. Happy New Year, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And please do not forget to follow my podcast and share it to your family and to your friends. And my podcast streams on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and on Anchor FM. And I hope you are going to hit that notification bell as well so that you will be notified when another episode has been uploaded. So cheers, everybody. Remember, this is Tony reminding each and every one of you that we are all beautiful like every colors of the rainbow. Happy New Year and God bless everybody. Mwah. Bye.